24 Hours by Greg Iles. Read by Dick Hill.
For Jeff Iles, who's been there for me from the beginning, almost. He that hath a wife and children hath given hostages to fortune. Francis Bacon. Chapter 1.
The kid always makes it, I told you that.
Margaret MacDill had not seen the man in her life until yesterday, but he had dominated every second of her existence since their meeting. He had told her to call him Joe, and he claimed it was his real name, but she assumed it was an alias. He was a dark-haired, pale-skinned man of about 50, with deep-set eyes and a coarse 5 o'clock shadow. Margaret could not look into his eyes for long. They were dark, furious pools that sucked the life out of her, drained her will, and now they carried knowledge about her that she could not bear.
"I don't believe you," she said quietly.
Something rippled deep in the dark eyes, like the flick of a fishtail.
"Have I lied to you about anything else?"
"No, but you let me see your face all night. You won't let me go after that."
"I told you, the kid always makes it."
"You're going to kill me and let my son go."
"You think I'm going to shoot you in the broad daylight in front of a freaking McDonald's?"
"You have a knife in your pocket."
He looked at her with scorn.
"Jesus Christ."
Margaret looked down at her hands. She didn't want to look at Joe, and she didn't want a chance seeing herself in one of the mirrors. The one at home had been bad enough. She looked like someone who had just come out of surgery, still groggy with anesthesia. An unhealthy gaze filmed her eyes, and even heavy makeup had failed to hide the bruise.